As is our annual tradition, today we are lifting up Toberman Neighborhood Center and all the contributions they have made for many, many years in the local Harbor area community. Pastor Amy texted me this morning pretty early to let me know that she wouldn't be here, and what she wanted to tell me was, quote, "I'm so sorry to miss this day, both because I hate to miss worship and because I love Toberman." Sandra Rescone is here from Toberman, and she'll give you some background, a little history of Toberman that many of you probably know, but for those of you who don't, it's always interesting to hear again their long, long, long history of community service. Toberman, what I also wanted to say is, to this day, Toberman Neighborhood Center is one of the oldest mission projects of the United Methodist Women, and as such, we've long felt the responsibility to support them in their mission there. So they are a mission of the United Methodist Church. Toberman has three key community programs: Children, Youth, and Family Services, the Family Source Center, and Gang Intervention Services. At Riviera, as most of you know, we participate by providing food for the food pantry, which is part of the Family Source Center, and personal hygiene items for the food pantry, bi-monthly hot meals for the children in their after-school academy, sack lunches during the summer for their summer program, and food and gifts during the holiday season, which we just wrapped up. I can't encourage you all enough, if you can, to stop by Toberman to see in person what they do there. You can make a personal appointment with Sandra or through me. They'll give you a private tour. Or you can come with me sometime and the outreach team when we feed the kids after school. I know it's a hard time for a lot of you to come in the late afternoon, but you can meet us there at 5 o'clock. You can bring your kids. The atmosphere of joy and hope there is inspiring, and I know you'd love it. So today we're excited to introduce to many of you for the first time Sandra, their director of volunteer services, and that's why I know her, because almost everything we do there, I coordinate through Sandra. And she's also the program manager for their children, youth, and family services. So I've known her for a number of years and excited to have her here at Riviera. After the service, if you would stop by our table outside on the patio, we have information about Toberman. We also have offering envelopes. If you'd like to contribute to our ministry there, you can do so in the offering plate or come stop by the patio after church. Thank you so much for your support over the years. It means the world to us and to them. And so before I introduce Sandra, we have a video we would like to show, and then Sandra will come speak to you. Thank you.
Toberman does so many things for the community, but just to start, first of all, we try to provide a safe after-school setting for the youth.
Because this neighborhood does not have a park or any other community center, this was where the kids of the neighborhood came to belong to a club, get tutoring, come to a dance on a Friday night.
We have our Family Source Center where families can come get support.
Our after-school program, we have the thrift store, we have our food pantry.
We provide legal services through our Family Source Center. We are a community center, so therefore we also provide things to our community. We have our gym, we have our weight room.
It has so many programs here that help everyone here in the community.
It's an organization that really focuses in helping the entire family with services that will assist them in becoming self-sufficient.
We also have a gang prevention and intervention program. What those gentlemen do, oh my goodness, it's phenomenal work.
We're probably one of the most unique social service in the country because we deal with a population that dictates the quality of life in a lot of neighborhoods that these gangs are in. We're talking about people are scared to go down the streets, people are scared for whatever reason, and that dictates how people's lives are lived. You know, you go anywhere else, you have social agencies that do a whole bunch of wonderful things. But when you have a bunch of folks that are compassionate, that love coming to work, taking that vulnerable person that's so desperate they'll do anything and make a difference in their life, make a difference in their kid's life, that's what makes it special. It ain't what we do, it's that's who's here doing it.
We change lives one at a time.
We change lives one at a time.
We change lives one at a time.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Sandra Ruscone. Thank you for having me here today. And as Andrea Perez shared with you all, the Toberman Neighborhood Center has been around for a long, long, long time. It started back in 1903 with a couple by the name of James and Emma Toberman. They had a son. The son passed away unexpectedly. So in honor of their son, they created the Toberman House back in the inner city, downtown Los Angeles area. And throughout the years, it's been moved to our harbor area now. And it used to look like an old building, three floors. It had a hospital, an orphanage center, and a women's center. And so the woman would take care of both spaces. And it's been Toberman since then until now, and it continues to believe in the mission to assist families to allow them to have a better life and have that self-sufficiency and be able to support and educate themselves and empower them to live healthy and purposeful lives. So I want to thank you all on behalf of the Toberman family. Thank you all for what you guys do to support our organization to help these families. And your support really goes a long way. Just this week, I was able to witness a child come through the evening meal program, and he came and served, he got his dinner, and he came back, and he let me know, "Miss Sandra, can I take a plate for my sister?" And I said, "Of course, sweetie. Why?" I mean, he's like, "My mom said that we don't have enough food for the whole family, so he wanted to take a full plate." And so my heart just sunk, because that's the type of, you know, families, and we're very grateful that we have what we have to help these families, such as this boy and his family. So we appreciate it. I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. I live with these kids. I see it every single day. And without your support, these kids wouldn't have what they have. So I really do appreciate it, and thank you. Thank you again. Thank you. One of the things that we really appreciate as well, speaking of food, is our food pantry is open there every single day for families to come and get food, and we get tons and tons of food donated. And again, that is also in support of you guys, and that really does go a long way, because we do have families that are homeless, and they come and they get they need food, hygiene kits. There's different things that the food pantry receives, not just food, but diapers, baby food, hygiene products for these homeless individuals that live in the streets, and they just need to come and get a quick little hygiene kit for themselves. So the food pantry is supported through many, many places, including you guys all. So just thank you. Thank you for anything that you guys are able to provide to support our food pantry. And I appreciate you guys all, because without your support, also this organization wouldn't function with the many volunteers. So I encourage you guys to come on by and visit. I would be more than happy to give you guys a tour, show you around, and be able to see what we do on the day-to-day. I work with close to 100 kids every single day, and to this day, I have a hard time remembering all the kids' names after school. So there's plenty of opportunities for you all to come and volunteer if you guys would love to. I would be more than happy to show you around and see what this place is about. And it's a great organization, and so we can't thank you all enough.